Listeners, Radio Mirage, this is me, Gabriel Shadar, and welcome to this special programming today. And we will be going directly now to the Ministry of Information because we have a very important press conference that is concerning Radio Mirage operation. And also there was an understanding between the Ministry and the Media Authority and the National Communication Authority over the issues of Radio Mirage. Now, I will be going directly there until we get back later to our colleague, that is Sunny Martin, who is on the ground. Let's go there. Yes, and we will go directly to the ministry there as the press conference has started already, and we will like to see what is happening there on the ground. As I said, Radio Mirai has been facing challenges with the Media Authority and also with the National Communication Authority over the licensing, but an understanding is taking place there now, and let us go there to see what is happening.
Upon the Managing Director of Media Authority, Elijah Allier, to come to give the statement on lifting of the suspension order on Radio Mirai FM.
That is an official from the Media Authority, Sapana Aboy, is speaking there. Of course, as he said, it will be the announcement of the official lifting on of sanctions on Radio Mirai. Welcome there.
Honorable Minister Justice Michael Makuilweth, Minister for Information, Communication Technology and Postal Services. Honorable Minister, Acting Minister Honor Deng Dao Deng, Minister of Information, Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation. SRG and Head of ONMIS, Nicholas Isom. Ladies of the press, all the government officials, my colleague, Head of Prastatals, and the other government institutions. Today, we are here for lifting of sanction order on Radio Mirai. This is to inform the general public, government institutions, NGOs, and UN agencies that Media Authority has lifted suspension order and restriction enforced on Radio Mirai FM effective from Thursday, August 3rd, 2023. Radio Mirai was suspended by Media Authority on March 9, 2018 for persistent non-compliance and refusal to be regulated under media laws in the Republic of South Sudan, as is stipulated in Section 613K, read together with Section 341 of the Media Authority Act 2013. Media Authority acknowledged the concerted and consistent efforts taken by the Ministry of ICT and Postal Services, together with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation and Ministry of Cabinet Affairs, in order to reach political and diplomatic solution to the issue of Radio Mirai FM in accordance with Chapter 4, Section 11 of the Status of Forces Agreement. At this juncture, Media Authority remain committed to promote freedom of expression and media development in as a fundamental human right in compliance with the media laws as protected under Article 24 of Transitional Constitution of the Republic of South Sudan 2011 as amended. This is the end of press statement on lifting of the suspension order on Radio Mirai. Thank you.
Of course, that is the announcement of the lifting of sanctions on Radio Mirai.
Director of Media Authority for that lifting of the suspension order. Now I'll call upon the Director General of the National Communication Authority to come and officially issue the frequency 101 to Radio Mirai FM for its operation officially in South Sudan.
Yeah, we are carrying this live from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, where an official press conference is being carried out concerning Radio Maria. As you heard, Radio Maria, since March 9, 2018, was under sanctions. The Radio Maria could not cover many of the official government functions, either inside the premises or outside the premises. And also, there were a lot of discussions, diplomacy going on there. So now it is the time of allocating the 101 frequency.
My colleague, Honorable Deng Dao, His Excellency, Special Representatives of the UN Secretary General, my colleague from the sector, the Undersecretary, Dr. Lado, for Telecoms, the Undersecretary, Dr. Yap, for the Postal and Broadcasting Services. The NCA is here in response to the lifting of the Radio Maria suspension issued by the Media Authority. It may not be clear to others why the two agencies have to make a statement. We issue the statement in regard to our laws that are intertwined. The National Communication Authority is a government agency that regulates the radio spectrums, and it is the government agency that represents the Republic of South Sudan in the body of the United Nations Telecommunication Union. The ITU, based in Geneva, is the oldest United Nations agency with more than 193 members. And one of the core functions of the ITU is to ensure the coordination of radio spectrums, which is a shared resources globally. Radio spectrum includes satellites, broadcasting, and telecommunication. And this is the global resource that must be coordinated and shared properly because it is also depletable. So for that matter, the United Nations also take importance on how we used the radio spectrums. Back home here, the NCA domesticate the international regulations on radio management. And one of those functions is coordination of radio frequencies. The media authority regulate the contents, but the medium that you use to convey those contents are regulated by the National Communication Authority in line with the International Telecommunication Union. So it is in that context that we requested and demand the United Nations mission in South Sudan to regulate the frequency assigned to them to so that they are operating in line with international conventions of separations of spectrums to ensure that no harm come to our communications territory. With this lifting today, the United Nations has complied with registration of these frequencies as stated by media authority, and we, in therefore, complied with this requirement to issue and assign the spectrums, which is FM band at 200 kilohertz. This is what we have issued a certificate, and the certificate will be valid for 1 year. The validity of certificate is aligned with the SOFA, which is the Standard of Force Operation Agreement that give the United Nations all these mandates to operate. So in that regard, as a diplomatic utility, we are not levying any charges that we normally do for regulations. We issue the certificate free of charge as diplomatic required. And we will also be automatically renewing it annually when SOFA is renewed, because it's not an indefinite license. There are technicalities that we shall be dealing with the United Nations mission in South Sudan, radio operators, to ensure that the relay station across the country are collaborated to protect our national sovereignty and not to overlap broadcasting signal across neighboring states. In the past, we have experienced that signal transmitted by Radio Miraya cross to Congo, cross to Sudan, cross to Ethiopia, and cross to Uganda. And we had treated that as illegal transmission. But from today, I think that role will reverse, and we shall now coordinate to ensure that they operate within the frequency strictly. Thank you very much, and the certificate will be presented officially, I think, by, I will give it to Media Authority that they can deliver it to them. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, DG, for National Communication Authority. And now we are going to move to the next step, which is the official handing over of the two certificates that will be the operation license of Radio Miraya FM, which also is valid for one calendar year from August 3rd, 2023 to August 3rd, 2024. It will also be renewed as the registration of band Radio Miraya fall under category one of the radio services like public broadcasters, and because of the diplomatic role of the UNIMIS, the operation license also is issued free of charge. No charge is levied on the UNIMIS on that. Now, can we get the two certificates, hand them to Honorable Minister Michael Makuelet to issue to Miraya FM?
Yeah, Honorable Minister.
This live broadcasting
Minister,
is coming
we
from
are
the
here issuing this license to Radio Miraya FM, a radio station operated by the United Nations Mission in South Sudan, valid up to August 3rd, 2024. Thank you.
Thank you. That is the operational certificate of Radio Miraya FM.
This live broadcasting is coming to you live here on Radio Miraya, but we are relaying from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
Issued by the Media Authority, the National Communication Authority, hereby assign the frequency for FM operated by UNIMIS, the FM frequency 101 megahertz operating at 200 kilohertz is assigned to UNIMIS for the period of 12 month, expiring 3rd of August 2024.
Thank you, DG, National Communication Authority. Those are the two legal documents on the status of the operation of Radio Miraya FM in South Sudan. Now, since now the documents have been handed over to UNIMIS, we would want to hear from a statement on the official reception of the operation license and the frequency certificate for Radio Miraya FM from Ben Dose Malo, the Chief Communications and Public Information, I think, Director in UNIMIS, and the firstborn of African BBC reporter, Focus on Africa. Thank you. You are most welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Sapana. Assalamu alaikum. Honorable Michael Makwe-Lueth, Minister for Information, Communications, Technology and Postal Services. Honorable Acting Minister for Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Honorable Deng Dao Deng Malek, Honorable Martin Elia Lomuro, Minister of Cabinet Affairs in absentia, my boss, a special representative of the Secretary General, and the head of the United Nations in South Sudan, Mr. Nicholas Fink Haysom, excellencies, my brother Elijah, my brother Napoleon, brothers and sisters of South Sudan. My job here is simple because my boss will speak for all of the United Nations, specifically for Radio Miraya, in just a few moments. My job is just two. I stand here respectfully and in humility as a vessel of gratitude. Gratitude to Almighty God. Gratitude to Excellencies, the Ministers. Gratitude to the leadership of Mr. Nicholas Fink Haysom, who has had a deep stake in the success of this youngest nation of the world. Gratitude to everyone who has played a role so that we will resolve this matter for harmony, for peace, for a stronger partnership between the United Nations and between the government and people of South Sudan for the good, the peace, the security, and the prosperity of the people of this land. So I have nothing special to say that we are glad to reach this point where Radio Miraya staff can work, continue to do their work freely, independently, and impartially. On that note, once again, I'm just a vessel of gratitude here. We thank God, we thank the ministers, we thank the leadership of my boss, we thank everyone who has helped to bring us this far. Shukran, shukran jazilan. Thank you.
Thank you, Ben Dose. Now, at this juncture, we are going to hear from the Acting Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation on the stance of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation on the issue of Radio Miraya FM's operation in the Republic of South Sudan.
Thank you very much, Master Sermon. We are in real big business this morning. Excellency, the National Minister of Information and ICT, Excellency, the Special Representative of the Secretary General, and the Undersecretaries of the Ministry of ICT, and the DGs and the management of NCA, and the Media Authority, the team from the entire Ministry of ICT, and members of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, ladies of the media, and the gentlemen. As I said before, today we are in a very serious matter, and I really want to thank God, I've said by Bendy Mellor, that we have realized this morning today. On behalf of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, we are pleased to have witnessed this morning the lifting of the suspension order on Radio Miraya FM, an official handover of the operational license and frequency, ensuring their legitimate operation in the Republic of South Sudan. On two separate occasions and during United Nations General Assembly meeting session, the 76th in 2021 in September, and the session of 77 of the General Assembly in 2022, during which our delegation had requested a sideline meeting with the Secretary General to raise pertinent issues, including the issue of Moriah FM. And I'm happy that today, before the General Assembly, we have removed this particular item on our way. In March 2018, Radio Moriah FM operation in South Sudan was suspended. By the lifting the suspension and granting them the necessary license, we are enforcing our objective to support a thriving media landscape that posed transparency, public management, and respect for freedom of expression, and the right to information, and of course, political space. This is in accordance with the Broadcasting Corporation Act 2013. This law regulates the broadcasting industry in South Sudan and require all radios and television stations to be licensed by the media authority. The law also set out the rights and responsibilities of broadcasters. Besides this, we are well aware of the provision of the status of the force agreement. And I want to consciously mention here that Article 10 and sub-Article 11 and Article 10 talk about communication, but sub-Article 10, Article 11, sub-Article A, B, C, D, E talk specifically about communication or regulation and what the government of South Sudan can do with regard to the issue of SOPA. Between the United Nations mission in South Sudan and the government of South Sudan, and that provide a restricted communication and installation of on-means equipment and radio are exempted from any taxes or any fees for the allocation of frequencies, as said by the DG of NCA. Of course, we have a little bit question on this issue of privileges and immunities. We have a lengthy discussion for the last 5 years on what need to be exempted and what need not to be exempted. We have a very lengthy regime of discussion, but we are abide by the rules and regulation with regard to privileges and obligation of the government for us to be able to adhere to what has been coming in so far. We recognize the important role the Radio Moriah FM has played in providing vital information for citizens, especially during the period of referendum in 2011 and other areas affected by conflict and insecurity. However, it is important to note that every media organization must operate within the law and regulation of a particular country like South Sudan. And I'm happy they have quoted ITU, that we are members of the ITU and we must be regulated by the ITU regulation of the world. So we are not operating outside that, and I'm happy that that was raised before by the media authority and NCA. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation continue in its endeavor to ensure proper communication and coordination between the government and the United Nations mission in South Sudan. We believe that through effective communication and collaborations, we will be able to find mutually beneficial solutions, as we have done it today. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation would, however, like to outline the following areas which are equally crucial and important for UNMISS to help achieve another milestone to resolve the outstanding disputes and issues related, you know, with court cases. I don't want to create more problem, but I just want us to remind ourselves. One of it is that Juba International Airport have a master plan, and that master plan, you know, we have only one taxing way. Internationally, it's not accepted. And currently, where we have all those small planes and top-inch UNMISS site, that's supposed to be apron and supposed also to be taxing way. Internationally, we had a very serious discussion with all the international airline for improving security and improving taxing way and landing site in Juba International Airport. So I want to flag this not a very big issue, but I just want to bring it up as the one also the Ministry of Foreign Affairs is having discussion with the UN. And I want to thank Nicholas Haysom that the control tower that was now installed inside the airport, it was one of the hangars of the helicopter. But after our discussion, they accepted to put that particular control tower. Because now 50 miles or 100 miles approaching Juba, you will be coordinating with the Juba tower. And that was the benefit of that particular tower that was put in. Also, we have court cases in East African Court with our citizens that they have gone there on the issue of Doropy. We have asked them to come back, and we have said, as a government, we have obligation to give land to the UN. And if there are areas that need to be resolved, then the government will be able to look into those particular issues. In conclusion, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation believe that compliance with the laws and regulations governing media operation in South Sudan is essential for the promotion of a free and open media environment. We call all the media organizations that are present here, including the BBC, including Jazeera, including CNN, you have to come and carry messages that promote, you know, the entire state and country, South Sudan. And therefore, we asked all the media fraternity to be able to enjoy our laws. I'm happy that the regulation of 1 year, we are not putting that it will only be 1 year. It is subject renewable. And I request that the person in charge of the media of ONMIS every 2 months or 3 months before the end of the year, they should place in the application so that we don't have any hiccup with time. There's no any intention. It is just what the law said, and we really want to follow the law. Once again, Ministry of Foreign Affairs will continue to work together. I want to say, Nicholas Haysom and Bendy Mellor, you know how hard we have been discussing this matter, you know, for the few years. And I'm happy today that we have resolved this matter. Yeah, for the good of the staff of the Moriah FM, for the good of the listeners, because listeners in South Sudan want to listen to Moriah FM. So want to follow what media authority said should be said in the media, because there are issues now within the media authority. If you are talking, don't mention about tribes. Don't mention about the incident of the place, because it can cause even a problem. So there are some standards that are there. I don't want to teach you, because I'm not from media authority, but this is what I've read, that we should be equally operating so that the media should not be a cause of crisis, but they should promote peace, they should promote love, and for us to enjoy as a South Sudan country. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Acting Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation. Now we are going to move to the second stage, which is the statement of UNMISS on the operation of Radio Moriah FM in South Sudan by the RSG head of UNMISS in South Sudan, Nicholas Haysom. You are most welcome.
Thank you, Master of Ceremonies. Honorable Acting Minister of Foreign Affairs, Deng Dao Deng. Honorable Minister for Information, Michael McQuaid Luet. And when he arrives, Julie, I should also greet the Honorable Minister for Cabinet Affairs. Otherwise, members of the media, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Ministry of Information for organizing this event to mark the resolution of the disputes and issues over the operation of the UN's radio station, Radio Moriah. The resolution is based on the registration of this radio without prejudice to any of its or the UN's rights under the Status of Forces Agreement. It allows and confirms the radio frequency in compliance with the domestic communications legislation. This administrative formalization of Radio Maria allows us to serve the people of South Sudan better with independent, impartial and peace-focused broadcasts. Since its establishment in 2006, Radio Maria has consistently served as the voice of peace, airing views of a wide spectrum of South Sudanese. Working under the SOFA signed with the government and within our mandate, the station delivered and delivers relevant broadcasts to the largest number of people across the country. I say this in reference to a recent independently conducted perception survey that showed that South Sudanese cited this radio as their primary news audience, with more than 80% listening to Radio Maria. Additionally, more than 90% reported of the respondents said that they believe that Radio Maria is fair, impartial, and accurate in its reporting. Today, we received the guarantee that our frequency will be retained as Radio Maria's frequency and restrictions on our coverage of government-related events will be removed. The importance of Radio Maria cannot be overstated, especially as the nation prepares to organize free, fair, and credible elections in December 2024. We have been requested by the government to lend our support to preparations for the electoral process, and we can agree that with the challenging transportation, communications, and logistical issues in most parts of the country, there is no way that there can be any effective civic and voter education without media platforms that reach the length and breadth of the country. UNMIS remains a partner for peace and intends to be part of the solution. In the lead up to the elections, we intend to support the electoral authorities and the people and government of South Sudan in the creation of a conducive civic and political space as part of our assistance. This means empowering the media to provide a level playing field for the expression of different views and opinions, as well as engage in a debate on the political and constitutional choices facing the nation. Let me highlight that it is in the interests of all stakeholders in South Sudan, especially the parties to the AUKUS agreement, that a conducive political and civic environment is fostered so that we can ensure that the elections are deemed to be credible in the eyes of South Sudanese. This includes the free operation of the media and to give people of South Sudan the opportunity to exercise their freedom without fear or threat, irrespective of religious, ethnic, geographical, or political affiliation. Honorable ministers, ladies and gentlemen, before I end my remarks, I wish to thank the many people who've contributed to bring us to the solution of this problem. I want to thank Honorable Deng Daodeng, the Acting Minister for Foreign Affairs, who has frequently been an ear and a guide in trying to find a solution. But I particularly want to thank my old friend, Michael McQuay, whose candid discussions and cooperation were instrumental in finding the solution. Allow me, ladies and gentlemen, to posthumously acknowledge the contribution of Ibo Kunulu Babagide, popularly known in the UN as IBK, my chief legal advisor, who dedicated years to help bridge our differences on this issue in particular. He passed away on the 18th of June during an official travel from UN headquarters, and among others had engaged many members of the transitional government and our Office of Legal Affairs in UN headquarters on this particular issue. In his honor, I would ask you all just to observe a moment's silence.
That was the statement by Nicholas Haysom, the head of the United Nations mission in South Sudan.
Honorable ministers, ladies and gentlemen, we look forward to a positive and constructive partnership between the government of the Republic of South Sudan and UNMISS in Radio Maria's operations in the best interests of the people of South Sudan. I thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, head of UNMISS. Thank you all who are present here for this confirmation. And as you see, as you have heard, the issue of Radio Maria dragged and those who are involved with it, we lost some before this day. May God rest his soul in eternal peace. At this juncture, we are now getting close and we need to hear from the minister concerned, who is none other than the Minister of Information, Communication, Technology. You're most welcome. And postal services, yes, that is good. Yeah, that's correct. Thank you so much. Thank you. And I recognize the two undersecretaries. Welcome.
Thank you, MC. I think you, the title is so big to the extent that you can sometimes decide to cut out part of it. Brother Acting Minister of Foreign Affairs, Deng Dao, my brother Nicholas Haysom, Professor Nicholas Haysom, the UNMISS, head of the UNMISS here, and the special representative of the SG, my undersecretaries of the Ministry of Information, heads of the parastatals, all the invited guests, the journalists, you are most welcome unto this occasion. This is a very important function. It is important because we have actually been wrangling, in other words, with the UNMISS all this time. My thanks goes to Professor Haysom and my brother Ben for having understood the importance of registration of Maria FM. This was simply in compliance with the provisions of our laws, in respect of our laws. That is all. But of course, the predecessors who were managing UNMISS and Maria FM understood it their own way. And it was a big problem. And the minister, I have been charged in so many circles of obstructing the performance of UNMISS and especially the Maria FM. And that had been the situation. But I thank these two brothers simply because they understood what it is and what we were for, just to conform with the rules and regulations of the state. Yes, we are members of the UN. And if we are members of the UN, then definitely we will abide by whatever is done in the UN. But people should conform with the laws of the country in which you are operating. And that is all. It is a free service. Registration is free. Frequency issued free. And thereafter you operate freely. I'm sure the journalists who attended attended in this hall last time, and I asked, is there anybody from UNMISS, and he said, here I am, from Raya FM, that journalist will be free now to attend. And he will not be questioned again. This is all that we were after. There was real deadlock and a confrontation. It had been, had we decided to overreact, then this thing would have gone very far. Because if I can be told, if after the order of suspension, then the boss says, okay, you have passed it, can you impose it? We'll continue to operate despite your order. And they continue to operate. And it is only today that their operation is legalized. They have been operating illegally all this time, according to our laws. Now they are incorporated and they have become part and parcel of this community. And as such, I say congratulations, Mirai FM. Start from today, forget the past, and start for today, and work for the people of South Sudan. There is in South Sudan, laws of South Sudan are the only laws here in the region where you have freedom, by the way. But people have been saying, there is no freedom of press, there is no freedom of speech. I'm surprised to hear that, because those who know the laws here in the region, our laws are the best. And we don't interfere with anybody. But nevertheless, there had been a lot of talk. These are political talks. And so, Mirai FM, you will continue to operate. But mind you, there is no absolute freedom in this world, because we will not allow you to step on the toes of others and in the name of freedom. No. This is one thing that you should understand. Yes, there is freedom, but there is no absolute freedom which gives you the right to step on the toes of others. And this is what I have been telling all the journalists and all the radio operators and everybody in the media sector, that you must be very careful so that you don't fall into crisis with others. Mirai FM, since establishment, had been serving the people of South Sudan, despite the fact that it was not officially given the frequency and the license. And I expect it to continue to operate. And especially at a time when we are entering a very critical movement, we are going for elections. Yes, that doubting Thomas is that thing that we are not going for elections, but we are going for elections. Because when you are going for election, when the necessary atmosphere is made, the conducive atmosphere is created, then it will be up to you to decide whether to go for elections or not. And we are working hard to ensure that we create the necessary conducive atmosphere. And this is the work of the media. It is your duty to disseminate all this so that people can understand. We'll be using the Mirai FM to disseminate the agreement, to disseminate the roadmap, to disseminate the plans for the elections, and keep the people informed. Because Mirai FM is the only radio that is actually audible all over South Sudan. We are in the South Sudan radio. Yes, we are working hard to extend it also to the whole of South Sudan. But we'll be using the Mirai FM to disseminate whatever we want to do to our people. So we expect maximum cooperation, as we will also do on our part. We'll make sure that Mirai FM continues to operate freely without any interruption, like other media houses and like other newspapers and so forth. Our national policy is very clear, that we give you maximum freedom, but don't step on the toes of others. Full stop. That is all. If you go beyond that, then you have crossed the line. If you step on my toes, that becomes an individual case. An individual case. And individual cases are for individuals, they are not for the government. So he stepped on the toes, on my toes, as Michael McQuay. Then you have stepped on my toes, and I will ask you, why did you step on my toes? Not the government. It's not the government that will ask you, it will be Michael McQuay. So be careful with whatever you do. This is my only message to you. We are here to operate in accordance. Of course, our relations are governed by the SOFA, Status of Forces Agreement. This is the only document that is governing us, and it is renewable. This is why we have connected the operations of Mariah FM and the license and the frequency with the SOFA. We continue to renew it as long as the SOFA continues to be renewed. That is why you may be questioning as to why is it for that limited period, or why is it annually. It is annually, though it is renewed without us being consulted, or even without our consent. But it is renewable. Once renewed, yes, it will continue to be renewed, of course. So that is what I can say. Our position is very clear. We thank our brothers and sisters in the UNMISS for cooperating with the government of South Sudan all this time. We thank the Minister of Foreign Affairs, which had been instrumental in this, for the resolution of this outstanding dispute over the registration. And we congratulate ourselves also for having done successfully resolve this issue. We are optimistic that with this now, everything will be okay. Our relations will go to normalcy. Everybody, even the ministers and so forth, you can invite them at any time to go and go for an interview and attend the radio interviews in Mariah FM as usual. I remember my last presence in UNMISS Red in Mariah FM was in 2013. Yes, was in 2013. From then I did not go again, and I issued an order that nobody should go there. And as of now, yes, we'll be free to go, and I will be the first to go there, inshallah. Your Excellency, Prof, there is one thing here which embarrasses some of the senior officials who go there. They are sometimes embarrassed at the gate. And this is very serious. You need to consider that seriously, because whenever I go in my official capacity as a minister or as an official of the government, and as such I should be accorded the necessary respect. Not to be pushed here and there, or else handled by somebody who is just a gatekeeper there, to be allowed to talk to me and tell me all these things. This is not acceptable, and it needs to be corrected. Your Excellency, this is also another opportunity for me to say something about the movement of your forces here in Juba. Your forces here in Juba, they moved armed with their guns cocked in their land cruisers and accompanying water tanks, sending a message to the world that there is absolute insecurity in Juba. This is very serious. I say this because I live in a place where I see them daily. I see the cars of UN cars coming out daily, the UNMISS cars and the all these cars moving out daily from your center there, coming out with fully armed at gunpoint, with the, as if they are going for a combat mission inside the town. This, I thought they would be done outside Juba. These patrols are supposed to be outside Juba, not within Juba, because there is nothing in Juba. Because once these people are seen there, by any foreigner who comes, if a foreigner comes just at the airport and he arrives here, please don't go to Juba. In Juba, you get people. And once he comes here,
it seems we have lost the signal there coming from the National Ministry of Foreign Affairs and
so
International
Cooperation. People can a bit relax and feel that there is nothing in Juba. So that the international community also can understand that there is nothing in Juba. This is what I can say, even though it is outside this function, but I thought it appropriate to bring it up so that it is considered. With that, I thank you very much. We will continue to cooperate, and we are longing for further cooperation, and especially with Brother Ben, who is all the time instrumental and out to ensure that we fully cooperate. Thank you very much for your efforts. God bless us, and God bless South Sudan. We shall move. We are going for elections. Thank you very much.
And that is the press conference that has been launched today at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation in Juba here. And as you heard there, the last speaker was Honorable Michael Makwairet, the Minister of Information, Communication and Postal Services. And he was speaking there as the government has given Radio Miraya the official licensing and also the frequency allocation. And of course, we have been covering that since 10 o'clock.